Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Hello, everyone. It's Susan Winter here. I have another question that has been sent to me. And if you don't know, it's susanwinter.net. Go to the contact page. And at the very bottom, there's a place that says Q&A. This is for those of you who are dating somebody who they just keep thinking they can do better. The grass is greener someplace else, but certainly not where they are with you. So Ken, thank you for writing me. This is from Ken. And Ken says, "Hi, Susan. Thank you for your wonderful videos. They've helped me a lot in my dating life. What are your thoughts on dating the guy who always thinks the grass is greener on the other side? When I'm with him, he doesn't want me. When I leave him, I finally have value and he wants me. I would greatly appreciate your advice. Thank you." Ken, I'm sorry for you. There's no way to win this game. I worked with this client. We must have done 4 months together. Oh my God, I can't even tell you the money she spent on me. I even felt badly after a while. But she had to have this guy. She had to have a guy who'd come into her life and he'd leave. And the only way she could reboot the relationship and his interest was to leave again. Can you believe that? So during this time period, she would come toward him and pull away. Now that's never going to make a committed relationship. I can't tell you how hard we had to work with texting and what to say and what not to say. I mean, I was in a three-way there. Him, her, me texting for her. It was crazy. But you can't do this dance. Firstly, Ken, why do you want somebody that doesn't full-on want you? That I don't understand, right? You're a good guy. You want a committed relationship? What is it about this one guy that you absolutely have to have him? And if you don't have him, that's it. I'm guessing great sex. Something's happening. Really attractive. There's some hook. Or maybe he reminds you of a dismissive parent, an absent mother. Who knows what it's playing into? But this is clearly an avoidant. And I hate this back and forth game. And if some of you are shocked hearing me say that word, yep. So I had a long interview with Ken Reed, and he was the one who illuminated to me. He said, "Susan, you describe the action and give the suggested outcome. I give the labels and give the suggested outcome. It's the same thing. All this hot and cold stuff, it's avoidant." Okay? So you've got a guy who doesn't want you when he has you, only wants you when he can't get you. Now, here's another thing separate from the avoidant issue, right? They love the ego boost of winning you back. That's a charge for them because they dismissed you, because they ignored you, because they made you feel so unimportant that out of self-esteem, you finally pulled away, right? You did something good for yourself. But now they can't live on zero oxygen. They've got to bring you back in, just like a narcissist, got to hoover you back in. So you come tiptoeing back in because now they're love bombing. Now they want you. Now they want you. They've learned, they've met, whatever excuses they give. Bad timing, didn't know what I was doing. So they come back and it's good for a minute. And then they revert to ignoring it. It's a game. Every time you come back, they gain points energetically. You lose self-esteem and your well-being. So this is a no-go dynamic. I wish I had a better outcome for you, but you just can't play with people like this. Your whole life will be hot and cold, in and out. Push-pull. That's it. We are looking for people who can really love us with consistency. But I'll tell you when this one will crack, and I hope you're listening because you're going to love this. If anybody's going through this right now, the way to absolutely torment them, go cold, go no contact, and do not look back. Discipline your mind. Discipline your fingers not to scroll. Don't look at their social media. You don't even have to block them. I would say don't block them because you want them looking at your life. Yeah? Put them on mute so you're not seeing them, but don't block them, okay? Unless they've really been hurtful to you. I mean, like, bad, bad. So this is a really important factor, that starving them of your energy, your love, tortures them. That's the torture. They've won you back so many times over. They think they can do it again. But wait, he's not coming back. Wait, he always answers my calls. Wait, it normally doesn't take more than two messages, and he's right back. Back in my arms, back in my bed. Nope. This time you don't bite the bait. It will make them crazy. So if you want to turn the tables on somebody like this, now beware, they will play the best game ever to get you back. Absolutely ever. The best game. They will pull out all the stops, full court press to win you back. I don't know what it's going to take. Let's move in together. Let's get married. Whatever. They got to put it. Now they got to put it all on the line because they actually sense that you don't want them. It's blowing their mind. So they got to get you back. And they'll try everything. Do not be susceptible. It's not real. They didn't learn. They didn't see your worth. They didn't have an epiphany. They're going to pull the same nonsense. Once you get back in and you get comfortable and you get in that, ooh, that fabulous feeling, they're going to pull the rug right out from underneath you because that's where they get their high. That's it. That's the end of my story. Ken, I know it's depressing, but I'm trying to tell you the way it is. This is not going to change, but you can change. That's the beautiful thing. You can change. If these are newly forming relationships or never forming relationships, you can walk away from a person like this. You know, if you got three kids, you're not working right now, and you're married, you may have to sort this stuff out. But for the rest of you, you're not in that kind of situation. So you don't have to go through the rigmaroles. I hope this helps you. Thank you. Those who want to continue, you write me. I get an awful lot of these. I'm also reading them on the podcast because I don't have time to make all of them into videos. So sometimes I just go and read like five in a row at the Susan Winter Show. That streams on all platforms. Again, susanwinter.net. Go to the contact page underneath media and all that stuff. You're going to see a box that says Q&A. I could respond to you by email. I could do this in a video, I could do it in an audio file, or I may never get to it because I get so many of these. If you also want a consultation, please check that out and the resources and the books that I've written as well. Thank you. So you're not going to be a maybe for anyone. Susan Winter, thanks a lot.